Thank you very much, Eamon. Now, some of the comments on our housing discussion earlier. What has changed is that corporations have identified that housing is a certain earner and investment that will always pay a profit forever. It's similar with water. It's the return of the absentee landlord, like when Ireland was part of the British Empire. John in Dublin wonders, would it be interesting to see what would happen if the housing market, if we banned any landlord, organisation or individual from owning more than 10 properties. Another text, the powerful elite of business now make more money than ever, while the average person struggles more than at any other time in the last 10 to 20 to 30 years. It drives political populism and maybe puts our civilization in jeopardy. Governments need to wake up and realize they are playing with fire. Another one simply says it's called capitalism. And the next one, I'm so furious listening to this. It's appalling that we let corporations destroy our societies like this. People just do not see the bigger picture. We need to vote in the type of politicians who'll put a stop to this pillage of our very existence. Honest to God, Pat, is there any benefit in working and paying taxes, etc., when you're screwed by extremely high rents? You'd be better off on the dole. And of course, if you were depending on social housing, you know, they're not building much of that at the moment. So you'd get HAP and, of course, cause cost to the taxpayer even more money. On Roadwatch and the speed limits and all the rest of it, widening the N7 was pointless, as many Irish drivers are clueless and just drive in the centre lane, leaving the inside lane almost empty. Every day there are convoys of drivers in the middle lane doing 80 kilometres in this 100 kilometre zone. It's so inefficient and so maddening, says Paul in Kildare. Well done, medium, blue. No matter how you like your steak, soon they'll all be rare, with the continuing beef protests threatening supply. The Restaurants Association of Ireland has warned that ongoing blockades outside meat processing plants have led to a scarcity of beef, which could mean its withdrawal from menus in restaurants all across the country. Adrian Cummins is CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and he's with me in studio. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about the lower end, if you like, of the market. The burger joints, are they going to run out?
Well, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen if this blockade continues over the next number of weeks and possibly months ahead if the farmers do what they want to do. What I'm telling you and your listeners here is from next week, our supply line of beef in about 50% of restaurants, they won't have beef on the menu.
They simply won't have beef.
They simply won't have beef on the menu.
Explain the process to us, because we hear about beef stockpiles. Mm. We hear about carcasses in cold stores and all the rest of it. So what's happening?
So what's happening is that beef that is on your menu this week or last week, that was probably killed about a month ago or maybe six weeks ago.
I mean, we're always hearing about dry-aged beef and all that stuff.
Exactly, Pat. And that beef is coming onto menus of restaurants across the length and breadth of the country. But since the blockade, the supply line of beef has dried up. Distributors are telling us that they don't have the beef. You can see it in supermarkets at the moment, that the shelves are starting to go empty of beef. And even though that we are fully supportive of what the farmers are trying to do here, and I think the entire country is supportive of it, they've made their case. There is an agreement in place, and what we're asking for is let that agreement work its way through.
It's not a great agreement, though, from the farmers' point of view. They'd still be selling at a loss.
The seven farming organisations signed up to the agreement last weekend. Let the agreement work through, and if the farmers don't get what they're looking for in 4 to 6 weeks' time, well, then they have every right to go back to the picket lines then. But we are having... We are doing damage to Ireland, our international reputation, both internally for tourism, because if we don't have beef on our menus, well, then what sort of an image is that for Ireland? And also for our international exports also.
Can you not source beef from outside? I mean, there was a restaurant not very far from here. I think it specialised in Argentinian beef. Mm. I know a restaurant where they serve Venezuelan beef. Now, I'd always opt for the Irish version if I could. But is there not a supply available to restaurants there?
I want to be very, very clear in this. Irish restaurants want to support Irish farmers and quality Irish beef. And if we have to supply Irish beef, we'll try and supply Irish beef from the island of Ireland, because you may be able to get beef from Northern Ireland coming in. But we will not be advocating to our members to look for source of beef outside Ireland. That is not what we're looking for.
I mean, if you advertise a ribeye or a sirloin steak or a fillet steak, but you don't specify Irish.
You have to, Pat, on your menus, your origin of your beef.
You have to.
You have to. It's by law. You have to point out where your origin of beef is from on your menus, and all menus should show that. So if it's coming from outside the state, it should show it's coming in from outside the state. But 99.99% of restaurants...
Is that very different? I mean, your soap powder that's manufactured in the EU, you're not told whether it was made in Spain or Germany.
That's one of the laws and the regulations that restaurants have to abide by, and we abide by it, and we're fully supportive of it, Pat. But we're going back to the crux of the matter here, is that from next Monday onwards, I believe that 50% of restaurants won't have beef on their menus.
50%?
About 50%.
Now, I mentioned the burger chains and so on. Do they have alternative sources of supply, or do they have large cold stores?
The large chain restaurants, they're better equipped for supply lines, because they have purchasing managers, they have systems in place for doing so. But if this blockade continues, everybody is going to be in the same boat, and it takes about 4 weeks for us to get our supply lines. It'll take us about another 4 weeks to get us back up to 100% capacity. So you can expect in restaurants where you'll have other alternatives on the menu, be it lamb, pork, chicken, and consumers will vote with their feet, and they may change their menu options from beef to other options. I may not return again.
Beef is a nice little earner for you guys. I mean, if you're looking at a steak in a restaurant in Dublin, you're talking with a few bits and pieces, and sometimes you have to order sides on top of it. You could be talking about 25, 26 euro for something that you're probably buying for 3 or 4 euro.
You're paying a lot more than that, Pat.
No, I don't know about that. You're buying wholesale. You have...
I've seen what restaurants are purchasing beef for, and it's a lot more than that. And each their own.
But I mean, if you look at the German multiples, who are able to provide, you know, two steaks for a few euro, they're doing that because they have purchasing power. So can restaurants not do the same?
Well, we don't have group purchasing ourselves, but what I'm trying to say is here, Pat, is that what we want to do is support the farmers. They have a genuine cause, but the agreement is in place. Even the President of Ireland got involved in the debate yesterday. I think everybody needs to...
He actually made a judgment on the deal. He said it was something to build upon.
Exactly.
You know, the farmers we were talking to were saying it's not great because the supply, the base prices, they call it, there's no guarantee that having paid this bonus, there's the updated bonus and then the new bonus for the over 30-month cattle, there's no guarantee that the base price won't fall to absorb the extra money. So, the farmers don't trust the meat factories. The president, it appears, does.
Well, let's call out the meat factories on this, Pat, and give them, let's give the agreement some sort of hearing for at least 4 to 6 weeks and see what happens. I think in the best interest of the country, let's do this, because we're 44 days away from Brexit and we have serious concerns economically in the country after that.
At this text, as a butcher, I have loads of beef, but the restaurants want it for nothing. They won't be getting it from me.
And the butchers, and what our members are doing is trying to source directly from butchers now around the country. So your butchers are going to be inundated with calls from
restaurants. So the butcher is saying, though, that you guys, because you do get it from your wholesaler at a very low price, you want to get the same price from the butcher who has got to run a shop and so on, not just a white van. That they're not going to sell it to you at the prices that you expect.
And here we are, is the vicious circle around our industry, is that we all want to make a margin out of it. The butcher wants to make a margin, we want to make a margin, the farmer wants to make a margin, but at the end of the day, is there a margin for everybody in this?
But you guys make the biggest margin. I mean, when you look at the supermarkets and you see what the farmer gets, how much would you pay in the supermarket now for steak?
I to tell you the truth, I haven't looked at what supermarkets are selling them for. But when you look at the analysis...
But suppose it was 16 euros a kilo. The farmer's getting 3.50 plus maybe a little bonus or two, but certainly less than 4. The processor then has to do a lot of work on the beast because they've got to do all the processing and all the rest of it. So they make their margin. The supermarkets make a generous margin. But the price of the cooked steak, a little bit of gas and a little bit of expertise... I mean, it goes up to 26 for the steak.
Can I just say to you, Pat, that margins in our restaurants are extremely low. They're between 1 and 5% margin.
On food.
And that is genuine. And everybody is trying to make ends meet at the moment. Business is very tough out there at the moment. And we've suffered a 50% increase in VAT rate from the 1st of January. So people haven't brought that into the discussion around this.
I'm intrigued, though. Edwin. Things are tough out there. Yeah. Why do people keep open restaurants if things are so bad? I have never seen so many restaurants open up. So there must be money in it.
Well, I will say this to you, that the average lifespan for a restaurant is about 3 years.
So are people stupid?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that needs to think long and hard about opening up restaurants, because if they don't have their financials done ahead of it and their projections done properly, they'll be closed their doors in 3 to 4 years.
Helena says, I'm sick of the protesting farmers. We never heard from them when they were getting all the money from the EU. Also, there's blame for the consumer, as people want cheap food and will go to the store that sells below cost. Good food is not cheap. Anyway, people are eating too much beef. The farmers were cheering Helena on that last that last line. So this shortage is serious.
It is serious, Pat.
Restaurants and hotels, and indeed, catering establishments, beef will be in very short supply.
Absolutely. And we have to think long and hard about the damage that has been done. Everybody's fully supportive of the farmers. I've said that numerous times already, and we want everybody to make ends meet at the end of the day. And I think the agreement is there. Let the agreement work its way through. And they have every right, if the agreement doesn't work out within 4 to 6 weeks, to go back to the picket line.
If it doesn't work out. And are you guys prepared to absorb the extra little bonuses that they're being paid in the price of your
steaks?
Well,
obviously, our distributors are going to come to us saying that they're going to have to sell it at a higher price into us. And we're going to have to look at that. Either the consumer has to pay more or we absorb it. You know, that's up to each individual restaurant and what they do.
An extra 8 cent on the kilo is not going to break the back if you absorb it.
Possibly not, but it may not be affordable for some restaurants to do that.
All right. If there's a deal done with farmers, will the already overpriced beef be more expensive in supermarkets and restaurants? Asks one. This is from Maria. I have to say, I don't believe how little a farmer gets for their cattle. The time, the care, the attention, the pressure to get their animal to the factory by 30 months, there's little regard shown for the farming community. I admire them for taking a stand. Anyway, Adrian Cummins, who is CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.